Hello, Emmanuel. My name is Johnny Atkinson. My wife and I have been members at Emmanuel since late 2010. I know many of you, and many of you I look forward to getting to meet. This is the testimony of how God, in his great kindness and mercy and love, saved such a wretch as I am. So I was raised in a Christian home, born and raised in the small country of Northern Ireland. We attended church regularly. My dad was the minister of the church, and so we always grew up in the church. From a young age, I've always believed there was a God, and in hindsight, when I look back on those times now with new eyes and scripture to understand what was happening, I would say I had the faith of demons that James talks about in, I believe it's chapter 2 of his letter. I had the faith of demons in that just as much as Satan and his legions know there is a God, and thus could be said to believe there is a God, I had that type of belief. I never really doubted, being brought up in a Christian home, that there was a God, that this world was created. How could it not be? And yet, similar to the demons, I had no loyalty or allegiance or love for the Lord. I did not follow him. I did not submit to him. I did not delight in his goodness. And so went my own way, as any sinful person can only do. And so as I got older, my sins became worse, struggling with anger and selfishness and just vain things all through my teenage years. A very proud man, and yeah, the pattern of my life at that time was I would be going to church and just pursuing my flesh throughout the week and every day, really, as a wicked sinner. I remember my friends would tell me around the time of getting close to my 18th birthday that I would no longer have to go to church. You know, I didn't need to submit to my parents' household rules. And yet I had at that time, I didn't want to get too far from God. So again, I had this faith of the demons, not saving faith, but belief that there is a God. And I was like, I don't want to get too far. I don't want to get, because I knew that would cause trouble. And so I would still go to church. And I think at this time, you know, scripture, again, using it to interpret my experience, Jesus said of an individual that he was near the kingdom. Now, I don't know how far or near I was to the kingdom necessarily at this time, but I knew I did not want to get too far. And at that time, I started to realize that I do believe not just in God like the demons did, but other things that scripture taught. I was sure that if there was a hell, that's definitely a place where I belonged for the sins that I was committing. And so I would go to church and I would hear. I didn't have ears to hear the gospel or eyes to see it. I was deaf and blind to those glorious truths. And yet I would sit in church and realize that, yes, there is a hell. Yes, there is a just God. Yes, I am a sinner. And I righteously deserve to be punished by being sent there for all eternity. And that terrified me. And then throughout the rest of the week, I would try to clean myself up. This is post 18. But depending on the strength of my flesh, which obviously is not strong at all, that resolve would last maybe to lunchtime on Monday or into Tuesday. And then I would be back living in my old ways. Again, as I think back on that time with how scripture talks about that, I was dead in my sin. I was enslaved to my flesh. I had no ability, even non-spiritual desires, even maybe small promptings by the Spirit of wanting to follow the Lord. I just had no ability to do that, dead in my flesh as I was. I had a couple of experiences between the ages of 18 and 20 that kind of really caused me to wake up and take account of what was happening. I was no longer a child. I was growing up. I need to take life seriously. And again, was just wrestling through these things. And I'd begun to read. I wasn't much of a reader. I began to read around those years. And again, being raised in a Christian home, I still to this day, I'm not entirely sure how I ended up with this book and why I decided to read it. But I read the book by Jerry Bridges, The Pursuit of Holiness. And for the first time, at least that I remember very clearly reading that book, I realized there is no way you're a Christian. If what this author is saying is true, there is no way that you are a Christian. Because remember, again, at this time, I probably would have told people I was a Christian because I believed in God. But again, that belief was no saving belief and no greater than the demons. I affirmed the existence of God, and thus I thought I was a Christian, but I had no supernatural ability to follow him, to fight my sin. I was dead in my sin. And so that was a real awakening. A couple of years later, when I was 20, I came to the U.S. to work for a summer. And at that summer camp, I was just surrounded by other Christians. I went to a Christian summer camp to work at because, again, I told myself I was a Christian. And it was there for the first time, at least in how the Lord was awakening me. Of course, I had been around other Christians in churches, although many of my childhood experiences, there was many hypocritical Christians at those churches. But for the first time, I was really surrounded by Christians who just showed the love of Christ. It wasn't in word only. I think of the verse in 1 Peter 3 that speaks to a Christian wife who's married to an unbelieving husband, that she would win him without a word by the way she acts. Now, of course, you cannot be won without hearing the gospel, and so that passage isn't teaching that. But it is teaching that since the wife has communicated the gospel, he needs to know that there is a Savior and these things, that he was won over, however, not ultimately by her words, but by her actions that were backing up the words. And that's, in many ways, what I experienced through the sacrificial love of these, frankly, strangers who I had just come to know this summer, who were, just really loving me in sacrificial ways. I said, where does such love come from? And it only comes from the grace of the Lord. And it was that summer that as the Lord was revealing these things to me and drawing me to himself, he revealed that I was a sinner, but it was only his grace that could save people. And so it's hard to pinpoint it to a day, but again, I was raised in a Presbyterian church, but I was attending a Baptist service while at this summer camp, and there was about 7 baptisms that were happening. And as each individual was giving their testimony and going under the water and coming up, I just began to weep, realizing, because they were articulating what I had realized had just happened in my own heart. As they were describing how the Lord had saved them from their sin and had set them free, I was just saying, that has happened to me. Again, I don't know if it happened to me as I sat there in the chairs watching the baptism, if that was the actual moment, but it was all around that time. And again, realizing that now not only do I believe there's a God, but I know him and he loves me and he has forgiven me. And more than that, not only has he cleansed me from my sin because of the death of Christ on the cross, and he shed his blood for my sin and he took away my punishment that I deserved, he's also created me as a new creation and given me his Holy Spirit. And so the experience I had prior to this just lack of any ability to clean myself up was gone. I realized, again, as Romans teaches, I was no longer a slave to sin. I was a slave to righteousness, by no means perfect. But I could put sin to death. I could say no to the fleshy desires. And this profound new experience just blew me away and just showed me without a shadow of a doubt, even to this day, that Christianity is not like any other religion. It's not a worldview or a set of beliefs or morals that you adopt. It is supernatural and life-changing. And if you don't know the Lord like that, then you haven't had the experience of being born again. You haven't had the Holy Spirit poured into your heart by the love of God. And so that just changed me. My desires were different. I was saying no to sins that had had a stronghold in my life. I was delighting in the good things. I was devouring scripture. My parents bought me a Matthew Henry commentary where the print size is like font 6 or something like that. And I didn't know it was a reference book. I don't know what a reference book was. So I just began reading at the beginning, and I don't think I got very far. But yeah, just this baby faith, but just very eager to follow the Lord. At that time, I was pursuing a physical therapy degree, and the Lord just made it clear to me that I didn't want to be in the business of fixing arms and legs, as good as that is, when people needed their hearts fixed, when people needed their eternity set right in their relationship with the Lord. And so I pursued going to Bible college, and that led to me coming to Louisville in 2010 to go to seminary there. I chose to come to the U.S. for Bible college because I had met the girl who I knew I wanted to marry, who is now my wife, Janae, and she was in the U.S., so I figured it would be good to be in the same country as her. And we married in 2011, so I finished my MDiv in 2014, a THM in 2017, and a PhD in 2022. Janae and I have 7 kids: Anna, who's 17, Owen, who is 10, soon to be 11, Walter, who is 8, Evelyn and Margaret, who are 6, Alfie, who is 4, and then Louisa, who is getting close to being 2. Yeah, in that time, I have I served as a pastor at Emmanuel from 2016 until the summer of 2022. And so if many of you, some of you don't know me, it's, or know me as well, we did spend a year in Texas, living in Fort Worth, and working at Southwestern Seminary for a year. After I got my PhD, I was there teaching Old Testament. And yeah, the desire of my heart is to care for the saints as one who has been cared for by the Lord, and even cared for by the Lord through his church and by his saints. I was reading Acts yesterday morning, at the end of chapter 14, where Paul went round and was encouraging the new disciples to remain in the faith and stand firm in what they have been taught and in the faith that has been revealed to them. And yeah, that's my desire. I've been a Christian long enough now that I've seen people fall away. I've seen the love of many grow cold. I've seen the love of the world entice people. And so just that call, I think, as a pastor to protect the saints and remind them of the love of Christ. Part of my reason in leaving Southwestern was the eagerness to return to Louisville. And if the Lord would allow to continue serving in whatever capacity the saints at Emmanuel felt fit. And so it's been a joy to be back involved this last year with a pastoral apprenticeship and teaching men there to what it means to be a pastor and to know the Word and to live by the Word. And so, yeah, I need you, saints at Emmanuel, my family, need you in our lives to continue to remind us and encourage us so long as that future day is fast approaching. And I would love it is my desire to serve you as well as one of your pastors. I love you. I love the Lord, and I love his church, and I love walking this life of the Christian faith with you, knowing that it is all about him and nothing that we have done, and we constantly need to rely on his grace, and we constantly need to be fed by his word, and he is willing and able and stronger than the one who is in us. He will keep us to the end. And so yeah, I'm eager to serve and be a part of this glorious church that by God's grace exalts in Jesus. Thank you, saints.